JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
We said, I think you better get your throat checked out. The doctor found out that she had something really serious and she could have died, so I saved her life.
Right, we talked about that. Here's the Simon Cowell we love.
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
Simon, you are sick.
Bush babies, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America.
Shut up.
877-365-3636.
Shut up.
They're ready to believe.
Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, so the story was that on the X Factor, which is the British version of American Idol,
right.
Some chick is up there singing and Simon Cowell says to her, well, your voice is awful. You should go see a doctor. You sound so bad. Turns out she has lung cancer.
Right.
Or throat cancer.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, here's...
And Simon saved her life.
Right, that's what he's saying.
We said, I think you better get your throat checked out. The doctor found out that she had something really serious, and she could have died, so I saved her life.
Okay.
You would give blood just to hear their show. Don and Mike.
Right. So good. You know our motto.
The more you listen, the more you'll glisten.
And here's a message from Mike and I just to you.
What is wrong with you?
Amen.
Right. Yeah! That's a weekend.
TCBQ.
You know, when Simon's talking to that about that,
I don't know why that jingle played.
Doesn't Simon have that tone in his voice that he really doesn't give a rat's ass?
Yeah.
I saved a life, and I really don't care.
That's why it's worth hearing again.
We said, I think you better get your throat checked out. The doctor found out that she had something really serious, and she could have died, so I saved her life.
TCBQ.
Only did it because I accidentally played the jingle.
It's the Simon Cowell Show.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
I like rape.
The go-to. The Chris Hansen go-to.
Whenever you got a couple of seconds.
That's right.
That always works out good. But never with rock and roll. The Chris Hansen always works best, like with the soft rock.
That's right.
Well, I brought my iPod in.
With the Carpenters on it.
With some of my gay iPod songs. You are here for what, another hour?
About a little under an hour, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just trying to plan out the rest of the show.
Okay.
Just trying to figure out where
we're... May I say, I'm here because I'm going to, I'm a best man in my buddy John's wedding, and I'd like to say publicly congratulations to John and Melissa in advance of their nuptials that are coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. I don't know if I'll get many more chances to be a best man in a wedding.
I think Mike is bad luck.
You
I was just giving a message in code.
You theorized on that yesterday. I understand
a
that.
Message in code to
I
John.
I think it's the opposite. I think I'm very good luck in a wedding that I'm not personally, you know, standing up there and exchanging vows in. I think really in the
but
wedding
you're going to be
as a spectator,
enough,
I've been to plenty of weddings. I've been in wedding parties that have been successful marriages, so I don't think I'm bad luck. I'm bad luck if I'm the one putting the ring on the finger.
Have you been the best man before, though?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
And how did that one work out?
My buddy Joey went to my 30th year reunion and met his three daughters, who are all two of them out of college and one of them in college
Hold
now.
Hold on. That almost doesn't count, though.
Why doesn't it count?
You know why?
Oh, you're hurting me.
Because if it was from your 30-year reunion?
Yes. Well, no, I mean, I went to see him at my 30-year reunion.
But were you the best man at his wedding?
Yes.
How long ago did he get married?
Light years. I mean, well,
so it was
decades
before,
ago.
It was before you became Mike O'Mara.
No, wait a minute. But I was. I went to his wedding with my first wife. So was I best man?
She was a walking good luck charm.
Jesus, I don't even remember if I was. Yeah, I was best man.
I can't tell how many times I wanted to cut off one of her legs just to carry her foot around with me.
I was best man. Doesn't that take away the whammy?
Well,
and he's got his family in town, and she's got her family, and I'm wishing him the very best.
It'll
and
be fine.
If you label me going into this weekend as a bad luck charm,
Jinx,
your
name is Mr. Jinx.
I haven't even written the toast yet. I haven't even prepared my remarks yet, and if you continue with this, I will somehow have to weave your You don't realize how powerful your commentary is, and I will have to weave the bad
saying,
luck omen into my best man toast. Now.
I'm only saying what they've been thinking.
You think so?
Well,
he knew
have
that
they
going
called
in.
You?
What?
Have they called you? You just know what they've been thinking?
No, I know it. I just, I got the gift.
Okay. So you think they're sitting around. Got the site. They're sitting around with all the family. I'm sure they came in, most of them, last night. They're sitting around John's house, and somebody brings up the fact, you might have wanted to rethink that, as far as he might be a bad luck.
Yeah. No.
And I'm telling
not.
You, the only bad luck I have is when I'm not. Standing. I have had bad luck. But I don't think I have been bad luck in all the wedding parties that I've been at.
Have you rented your tuxedo yet?
Yeah, I picked it up today.
Is it good?
It was a little bit of a. It was. It's a good tuxedo, but it was a. It was not a pleasant experience. If that's what you're asking.
How tight? Is that what you mean?
It's not tight. It's just big. It's just big, and I put it on, and I put on my double XL vest that they had, and it has the stretchy material on the back to go around,
exactly.
and everything fit.
Good.
Pretty much. The jacket might be, but you keep the jacket open because you're
right.
wearing a vest.
Right, right.
That's the kind of tux that it is. Uh-huh. And no, I gave Don my weight yesterday, and I'm not delighted that I'm not.
I've always found a tuxedo is a slimming thing.
Well, it is a slimming thing.
And who doesn't look good in a tux?
I went to a wedding recently where there was a man. I don't know seriously how. They found a tuxedo to fit this individual.
Wow.
And it was not slimming.
Oh, no.
It really looks like, when you see a bag lady with one of the shopping carts on the
right.
street and everything's kind of hanging out in different directions, that's what it looked like. I'm just really glad that it's going to be low humidity tomorrow.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Perfect. Very, very happy about that. And I'm going to try to keep everybody sane tonight. I'm going to do my very, very best.
No hookers?
I don't think that.
No fire trucks, no
I had
guns.
A bachelor party for John. Right. I had a bachelor party. There is talk about maybe another. No, I'm not saying that. I'm going to get myself in trouble.
You know what? Okay, let me turn this around for you.
Carla's already giving me a hard time about it, about that we might be having another. We're not going to be having another bachelor party.
Good.
It's not happening.
Right.
You don't do that the night before the wedding.
Right. You also know that just by being in the wedding, you are, whether you like it or not, you're sending off those cootie vibes to Carla, the whole wedding thing.
She's
going to get caught up in the wedding experience,
this
though.
This is a dear friend of mine.
You're a part of the wedding.
This is a dear friend of mine who asked me. I did not say, hey, I'd really like to be in your wedding party. I'd like to be. He asked me, and I was very honored and
a
very
lot of
happy
people,
to do that.
I was going to say, let me get past the thing where I said you were a jinx.
Okay.
Try to help you out.
Let's go on to another happy topic.
Because the guy John is getting married is your partner in your restaurant.
Right.
So I think a perfect gift would be to burn the place down.
Stop.
Get the insurance money.
No, can't do that. No, not going to happen. That's not going to happen. And now. Whatever plans there were for that have been scuttled by you. Again, because you always jump the gun. You always jump the gun on those situations. It's going to be, but the nice thing about it, it's going to be a late day ceremony tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a late, which I like. I like being in the wedding party. I like a whole day to get my act together, as long as it's not on Sunday. I think doing that on Sunday is crap.
Right.
And a lot of people, a lot of people have, I was talking to somebody about this, a lot of people have weddings now on Sunday simply because of the costs. Of having these weddings on Saturday.
Exactly.
It's very, very expensive.
Oh, that's just wrong. You don't get married on Sunday.
Oh, I've been to two of them. And,
you just don't. It can't suck enough.
You know, it's worse now. And when I was married 10 years ago, stuff is booked a year out.
Yeah.
So Saturdays fill up over a year in advance. And a lot of people are forced to go to Sundays, but it does suck.
Yeah, and what does that do for the people that are, having shotgun marriages? That gives them absolutely no chance.
Are you telling
when
us
they
something?
That, when they, I'm not.
Okay, just checking.
But, the quick turnarounds, I'm just glad it's late in the day. Whatever transpires this evening, there'll be plenty of time to just collect ourselves and enjoy a nice, relaxed day before the wedding.
And then tomorrow, there you'll be in your tuxedo.
Yes.
And Carla will be looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
And all she'll be doing is picturing the little man and the little woman on the wedding cake, and you're already wearing the costume.
That's right. You and your top hat.
You're already wearing your Monopoly Man suit
right
there, and you're going to be standing at the altar inches away from a man who is making the commitment.
For the first time.
Who's making the first time?
Yes.
Good for him.
You could,
confirmed bachelor.
You should not be the best man.
What am I going to say? No? How insulting would that be? No, I can't, because I don't want to send the wrong message.
Tell him you think you're a jinx.
Oh, my God.
A first marriage? Oh, my goodness.
First time for both of them?
Well, yeah, that's what I'll say. I'll say, hey, listen, I'm sorry, all bets are off. I can't because Don thinks I'm a jinx. I'm a jinx. No, I'm going to be wonderfully charming and have a fantastic time. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm sure your friend John wouldn't say that.
Right.
I'm sure his fiance might. And I don't know her. I don't know her. I couldn't pick
I
her
out won't
the
even
street.
Bring that up at the toast. I won't even say that I won't even make a reference to my track record. Why should I do that? Right. I can't do that. That would pour water all over the entire.
No, I'm just busting your balls.
It would be terrible.
I'm simply busting your balls. Although the one thing that I do think that you should be acutely aware of is, and I wasn't kidding about this.
What?
Like giving off the, although Carla's not saying right now, marry me.
She's going to kill you. She's going to kill you the next time she sees you.
Why is that?
She's going to give you a hard time the next
time. I would say that about any woman in a relationship. I would say that. I would say the same thing if Janet and I were going to a wedding.
Right.
I mean, don't you?
Thank you for that. That waters it down a little bit.
When we went to Ben and Anna's wedding reception.
Right.
My nephew Ben. Don't think that I wasn't thinking she was looking around the room going, someday.
They can't help it.
Someday this could be me.
They can't help it.
You know, but good for me, it was just my nephew. I wasn't actually participating. What I mean is, I'm picturing, let's not say Carla.
Right.
Let's say a made-up girl named Carla.
Right.
Who's looking at a made-up guy named Mike.
Right.
And she sees him up there.
Yeah.
And he's wearing the tuxedo and he's standing right there. And
right.
That image is burned into her mind.
I'll have to ask her about that. I'll have to check. It's gonna. There are a couple of things I'm going to do. It's going to be a wonderful toast that I'm going to give, but I'm trying something very innovative. You've seen some of those traditional like Polish weddings that are in movies where the mafia weddings. You know, I'm going to have the best man bag that I'm going to be passing around. It's a little like satin bag that's going to match the tuxedo vest that I'll just be passing around. And I say, hey, you know. You want to throw a little something in there for the best man. I know you're getting gifts for the bride. This is just a little cash bag for the best man. Just take care of little sundry things. I've earned it. Yeah. Throw him a great bachelor party.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You're going to pass the hat?
No, the bag. The best man bag.
Let's
not make it pass. There you are immediately making it something ugly.
Seriously. Seriously, you're going to pass a bag? To get people.
Very seriously.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yes, that's not a joke. I'm really going to say that.
Well, seriously. You sold it.
Did I sell that to you?
You sold it.
How long have we been working it? You thought I was being serious?
Hey, we should go play poker sometime.
It's
You would have won with that face.
It's not a bag. It's a little, it's a little Velcro wallet.
And if anyone asks, don't make a mistake and actually show them the best man bag.
Right. That's the one when I lift up my shirt.
That's bad luck.
And it makes a sound that goes.
Oh, the bag.
It's Don and Mike show.
Still
hello.
Still matches the vest.
Hey, Don.
Hey. Hi there.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, my friend?
Hey, does the best man have to pay the alimony payments?
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, pile on, Mike. You hump.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey. Hi.
What's the gamer tag? I tried to add you, but I couldn't get you in there.
With what?
I think he asked
with
what your game.
Oh, Halo. Listen, that thing is totally screwed up right now because I don't have my Halo game. So for now, if you want to play, I got more room under the name Fuente, F-U-E-N-T-E. Disregard the Richard Nixon game tag on Halo 3 for
what's
now.
Screw- I mean, are you having trouble playing Halo online now? Is that the problem?
Yeah, well, the game scratched.
The actual disc itself
scratched, and I had set up an entire new account. A second Xbox account just for Halo 3.
I'm curious to know how many people have experienced the same thing, because I'm hearing a lot about that game being scratched.
And as hot as I was about that game a couple of days ago,
yeah.
It's amazing when it's scratched.
Yeah, it's a memory. It's a distant memory.
Yeah. You know, my brother called me last night and said, how long till I get that Xbox?
Right.
And I was less than enthusiastic. I said, you'll get it when you get it.
You'll get it when you get it.
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike. He said, how's the game? He said, it's scratched. I don't know.
It's got a scratch. It's dead to me now.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Yes, sir.
Is this the Fred Rogers guy?
Yes, who?
Guess who?
Guess who? Is it Fred Rogers?
It's Fred Rogers.
Yeah.
Hi, Fred Rogers guy.
Yeah.
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 Do you know what a pediatrician is?
You know, just when,
yeah.
Aren't we both the same way? Just when we're getting Halo on this guy, he comes back with pediatrician.
Uh-huh.
It's a doctor who takes care of children when they're ill.
Yeah, he
helps them to keep well.
He takes their temperature, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell us anything more about the doctor?
Did any of it hurt? Have you ever had a checkup?
Yes.
Did any of it hurt?
I'll tell you what hurt, when he took my temperature.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Yeah, you have to be aware of those things. But it's nice. Usually they give you a lollipop. But I'm not in the mood for sweet. I'm in the mood for salty.
I was just making some popcorn.
As always.
There's the pan.
Hi there. Don and Mike show. Howdy.
Hey, I got a new name for the restaurant.
For what? For Mike's?
Yeah, Mike and Mike's.
Mike and Mike's?
Yeah, after the wedding comes the divorce. Mike loses his business partner. Don is subsequently talked into buying the other half of the restaurant.
Okay.
Congratulations to the new restaurateur.
Mike kind of would be like the candy.
Well, like Mike and Ike.
Mike and Ike. Uh-huh. No. Mike and Mike's. And maybe, hey, I got the new logo. We'd be like the candy. You know, the little candy shape, but they turn it into our faces.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That's a great idea, Mike.
Please.
I know who your father is, Don. We might be brothers, Don.
Really?
Yeah, I know who our dad is.
Who is our dad?
Red Skeleton. I heard we were born in a...
Red Skeleton.
Red Skeleton. Oh, Red Skeleton. A mistake a small child would make.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hello, Salmonella here. How we doing, guys?
Is this Salmonella, did you say?
Yeah.
Salmonella with you. No, it's like a DJ name, Robbie.
Just wanted to say to Mike, it sounds like it's the Irish Mafia bag, maybe, you know?
Yeah, it's a similar type of thing. It's just encouraged to support the entire event. It's the maybe a green bag, maybe a little green bag with a pot of gold on the outside of it.
And a shamrock.
Breaking news.
Ooh.
Yes. ESPN spokesman Mac Manuel says Joe Theismann is fired.
Well, I thought he was already fired.
Here's the official statement. We've reached a settlement with Joe Theismann to end his association with ESPN.
Oh, dear.
We thank him for his many wishes, for his many years of work, and wish him well. Mm-hmm. The move isn't surprising. After taking Theismann out of the Monday Night Football booth, ESPN refused to fire Theismann, since if they did so, they would have to buy out his contract.
Oh.
And Joe wasn't going to quit, and he would take whatever piddly assignments ESPN threw his way.
Oh, so this was kind of a strategy by Joe.
And since he was getting paid his Monday Night Football salary for doing 2 days of work a week, he was very attracted to the deal.
Uh-huh.
After several months of each side waiting for the other side to blink, they finally got a compromise. Theismann will get some of the money that is owed to him in his contract.
Do you think there's a no-compete in there, or do you think we might see Joe Theismann in a broadcast booth on one of the networks before the end of the year?
Yeah, you know, just like me, if he gave back money,
yep,
he probably got some availability to do something else.
Yeah, and why not? I mean, I don't understand what the big deal is. They ought to let him go somewhere else. Yeah. That's a fine idea.
Where else is he going to go? I mean, you can't put him on that NBC show. Jesus Christ, you've already got 8,000 guys on that NBC show.
All quarterbacks.
I think he'll be on American Idol.
As a contestant or a judge?
Something. I don't know.
Dancing with the Stars.
And here he is now, Joey T.
Oh, Joey, we are so happy to see you. You're just dancing so beautiful, and you have to please take your tuxedo pants off. I want to see those tuxedo pants hit the floor like Mr. Wayne Newton. Beautiful. You're so beautiful.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. One call. And then we're going to get back to the Jerry tapes.
Oh, goody.
Yay.
That we started yesterday. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, did Mike see Kid Nation, or will it get dumped about them killing the chicken?
You told me about that, right? Oh, yeah. No, Rob told me about that, they had the kids. I didn't see it. I have it TiVo'd. I haven't looked at it. I really don't have much of a desire to look at it.
It's bad news, Jack. I tell you what. They had the oldest kid who was, what, like maybe 12?
The oldest kid there is 15.
And he actually, I mean, they had him with a hatchet, and they killed a chicken.
Like in front of the kids?
Yeah, and you got 8 and 9-year-olds screaming. It was horrible.
Like, I mean, you didn't tell me.
I didn't care for it. I don't like violence.
I know.
And but then what was they had the great moment though when he holds up the decapitated chicken and it's still wigging out because you know, like a chicken with its head cut off.
So they showed that?
They didn't show the chop, but they showed the freaking out chicken.
They showed the headless spasmodic chicken.
Yep.
Is that where they got that saying from?
It is, Don.
You're like a chicken with your head cut off, boy.
So they actually showed that.
And they showed 8 and 9-year-olds screaming.
Now that's TV.
That is grand television.
When are they going to rerun that? I'll watch that.
I don't know that they will rerun
it. You can download it.
Don't they rerun Kid Nation like on a Saturday or something?
You might have to go to Bonanza City yourself.
Well, it sets the table for next fall season when they present the show Post-Traumatic Stress. And they bring all the kids back. Nation. That would really, if you're not a country kid who hasn't, if you're not a kid that lived on a chicken farm, that's going to wig you out.
Why couldn't they just be more humane and have the older boy choke the chicken?
Be good. That'd be nice.
I don't think we want to bring the cameras in to see that. I think that's where CBS draws the line. I think they've proven that this week.
Yeah, Don, it's the Tiffany Network.
That's right. Okay. And remember, you can't spell Tiffany without F-U.
Yeah, baby.
No, you can. T-I-F-N-A-N-Y.
Well, if you spell it Tiffany.
And incidentally,
when this show's on, it's the Tiff Funny Network.
Right.
Thank you. That made up for the other thing. That made up for Germantown.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike. Hey, Don, I wanted to agree with you. I've been married 10 years, and anytime I go to any kind of wedding event with my wife, she's always talking about renewing vows and... It just makes me
sick. Yeah, it's a thing with all chicks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not just Carla, Mike. It's all chicks.
It's going to be a beautiful ceremony, and it's going to be a wonderful day for Carla and myself as well.
He's absolutely right because, everybody knows that Frieda would harp on me constantly.
Well, what it is the
about
show.
About renewing the vow.
Right. Yeah. Who doesn't go to a show and, for a moment or two, wish that they were the actors on the stage?
Carrie and I went to a wedding this summer, and she kept talking about her next wedding.
God, she got excited.
She wouldn't shut up till I hit her hard.
She said, "This is so much fun. I wanted to do it again with somebody else."
Charlie and Harrigan.
If we have time, maybe we can have Rob tell the story about how he helped his wife through a couple of easy steps on the remote control today.
Yeah,
I can do it quickly.
Okay,
I got a call. My son had a doctor's appointment today.
Right,
and so when she called, I was anxious to see how it went. And she said, "What have you done to the TV in the bedroom?" I said, "Oh, that's right. I watched a movie. You need to hit source on the control to get it back to the right input." Mm-hmm. And she said, "Didn't work." I said, "What does it say?" She says, "It says external 2. I said, "Hit it again. What does it say?" "External 3. Then she starts to say, "Camera 1, camera 2, camera 3. External 1. And
so obviously it's going,
she's
through,
scrolling.
All, it's going through all of the inputs on the TV.
And I said, "Slow down. You need to hit it and stop when it says external 1. She said, "Okay." And she gets there and she says, "Well, still nothing." And I said, what about the VCR? Is the VCR on? And she said, "Let me try." And she picks up the remote and she hits the button and the TV turns off. She said, "The TV is turned off." I said, "Well, the remote, you need to select TV and turn it on again. Or you could walk over to it and turn it on." She said, "Well, I'm not going to do that." So she finally gets the remote configured. She turns the TV on. The VCR was on, but it was on the wrong input. I said, "You need to find the input button and put it on line 1. She said, "Okay." And then the TV came on. I said, "See, there you go." And she said, "Mm-hmm."
So it worked.
And everything was eventually working. And then with as much sarcasm as I could muster, I said, "Sorry to put you through this." And she said, "Bye."
And
that was it.
And everything was fine.
Yeah. It'll be great when I get home tonight. She can watch TV as long as she's not napping.
You know, there's going to be space at the table tomorrow. Come to the wedding with me.
You want to?
Right.
Ain't that just the worst when you say something and you are – normally you hide – I'm speaking for men in general. You hide being sarcastic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With your chick. But when you have the balls to finally do
it. Really mean it.
To say something like, "Well, I'm glad you were able to work that out." It flies right over their heads. And they just go, "Okay, bye."
Bye.
So
bye.
Long.
Bye then.
I know it's a busy afternoon of judge shows to watch.
Judy.
Judy, Joe Brown. There's the gay guy.
Texas
Rob.
Justice.
Yeah.
That is why she puts the do not disturb on the phone.
Well, you don't want to be distracted. Then you get lost in the plot.
That's right.
Do you know anybody else in the world who still puts a do not disturb on the phone?
No.
Rob says a lot of times, like during a break, he'll just go, "I'm just trying to call home and see how my kids are doing. My wife's got a do not disturb on the phone."
So you can program it that? I mean, you go through
it's on the unit system. You hit it and it mutes all the ringers.
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, sometimes she forgets to take it off. I said, gosh, it sure has been quiet here tonight. You have 48 messages.
Hey, you know, as long as we're piling on your wife.
Plenty of room. Come on.
The other thing that she really is super guilty of.
What's that?
And I know a lot of times she's on important calls. But God damn it, if she will just not break in.
Oh, my God.
If I'm calling you.
I don't know why we'd spend $2 a month on caller ID. Because, or the call waiting, because she won't
waiting.
Do it.
Seriously, I'll let the phone ring 20 times. And all I'm waiting for is Carrie to at least come on and just say, he'll call you back.
Right.
That's all.
Doesn't want to finish the sentence.
No, she. And
I've talked to her about it. I said, Carrie, we pay for this service. You can see who it is. Just call up and just say, hold on a moment. She says, that's rude. I said, not answering the phone is polite.
The word is, can I call you right back?
Right.
It's a 5-second
no
operation.
No one is offended by that, and no one is ever.
She doesn't even have to. I got to be careful with this because she's not my wife. She doesn't even have to do that. All she's got to do is just push the one button and just say to me, hey, dumbass, he'll call you back as soon as I'm on the phone, and then push the button. She'll go right back.
It's a 5-second thing, and she won't do it. And
she wants to clear her conversation and give Don all the time he needs.
And a lot of times the next morning I'll get, you know what? And I'll say, well, she said, you know, your dad called last night like 3 times. I said, did he? How about that?
Well, I'm glad things are going well for you.
That's great. I'll be with her all weekend. Got to go to King's Dominion tomorrow.
Very good.
Yep,
you'll have a fine time.
Hope to see Dora and Scooby and all the great Paramount characters.
And Punchy.
Don't forget about your kid's birthday Sunday at Charles Cheese.
That's right. Charles Elliot Cheese will be there, and we'll be enjoying pizza and tokens. There are lots of good games. They've got everything there.
Yeah, it'll be like a weekend of Ultimate Fighting.
And when Rob says tokens, of course, that means there'll be a Japanese guy,
right.
A black guy.
One of each.
And a Native American.
That's right.
Amen.
Chief Wahoo.
That's right.
And as you throw your garbage, he'll just stand in the corner with a one tear coming out of the corner of his eye.
Wearing a full headdress.
So if you want to blow off the wedding, come on out and do King's Dominion or to Chuck E. Cheese.
Can I still wear the tux?
I would insist.
Okay, no
all
problem.
Right,
Cats, someone come up to you at Chuck E. Cheese and say, I need a table for 3 near the door.
Whilst you are still here, Mike, before you leave for the wedding,
right.
Let's get into the Jerry Lewis Suckfest, part number 2 of the telethon tapes right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.